News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Students in Ireland are being priced out of college. So says Brian O'Mahony, president of AMLAI, formerly known as the Union of Students of Ireland, who joins us now. Brian, why do you think students are being priced out of college?
As we can see in the news over the last few months, we've seen that rents are now skyrocketing further and higher again, with changes to the rent pressure zone. Students in private rented accommodation will be gouged for prices when it comes to rents. We've seen that groceries are rising in cost as well. And we've seen that there's been the possibility that third level education, a student contribution charge may go from 2,000 to 3,000 euro again. Students have been struggling as it is, but now it's becoming harder and harder for students to make ends meet when it comes to getting their degree in college.
Okay. You write that for thousands of young people, the dream of going to college is dying. But the reality is the data suggests it isn't. We have, I think, is it 77% of school leavers going to college? It's the highest in the OECD. There's more and more people going to college, not less and less.
Yeah, it's less so that people, the dream itself is dying. The time of being told that college would be the best years of your life, it'll be an amazing experience for you, you're going to have a great time, that is dying. Now the degree, the feeling of belonging in college, feeling like it's a good place to go, is slowly leaving. What's happening is now students see that getting a degree is a necessity to unlocking their future and the chances of having a better future. The dream of the actual college experience is now cease to exist within the student kind of pipeline.
Why do you say that? What's the actual evidence that that actually is the case? I absolutely accept. I think kids nowadays seem to spend way less time around campus than they did in my day. But a lot of that is that, you know, they're working elsewhere, they've other interests. Is that really down to the cost of rent? I'm not convinced it is.
Yeah, well, the way I put it is that with more students coming into college, we do have more now than ever, but the student accommodation availability hasn't changed dramatically to match that. So commuting has skyrocketed, multiple times. So students that go to college, they always talked about the clubs and societies they're able to get to. But now when you have students working full time, commuting 2 to 3 hours a day, the option to try and get to a club or society and actually get more involved in a student life, that's gone. Like, if you're working a full-time job, you're definitely not having time for societies. But if you're working a full-time job, chances are you're actually missing half the classes. So if you're missing your lectures because you're trying to be able to afford to get into those classrooms in the first place.
Yeah, but sorry to cut across you, Brian. Are they working a full-time job to pay for college, or are they working a full-time job because they want to have the money? Like, there are lots of kids who live in Dublin who are working part-time jobs and working huge hours. It's not to pay for their college, it's because they want to have disposable income, is it not?
Well, there's multiple cohorts of students that go to college. There's definitely the students that are able to afford college because they come from a good socio-economical class, but there's definitely the students that are trying to pay. The amount of students I've had come into my office as a local student union officer in Waterford crying because they weren't able to make ends meet. They were skipping meals. I was a student myself that had to skip meals. I was having a packet of custard creams that would last me 3 days. Like, that was the reality for me. I was starving the whole time, skipping meals, just so I could afford to be able to get into the classroom.
Okay, the eligibility for the SUSE grants has expanded. You're eligible for a SUSE grant now for households up to 100,000 euro a year. That's a pretty high income threshold.
It is, but my pipe on that would be that it's still not... it's not getting where it needs to be. When I started college in Waterford in 2018, the price of accommodation could have been 200 euro a week, maybe 300 euro, and 200 to 300 euro a month. Now it could be up as far as 600 euro a month. SUSE, the money that it gives, isn't changing drastically. So while SUSE is giving people access to get into the door of the college in the first place, the cost of college and everything around it is still a struggle for a number of students.
Okay, so what would change this in your view? You feel the college experience is diminishing. What would change that?
I mean, we got to look about how we get students more involved on campus again. As you said, students used to love being on campus, and there used to be a real buzz of students being on campus. Now it's students are running from class to class and they're trying to place a study or trying to get a place to sit. But student numbers are increasing without the kind of social accommodations from them. But I think Susie itself needs a lot of reform. When we look at students that are facing family estrangement, you know, no contact or no financial estrangement from their family, they fall through the gaps when it comes to Susie. And they're the students we really need to be helping and targeting, is making sure that the students that should be getting these supports aren't missing out because of failure in policy.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Brian O'Mahony, President of AMLE, formerly the Union of Students of Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.